This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, in today's episode, just a real quick piece here on a big idea that comes from a book called The Creative Habit by Twyla Tharp. And in the book, she talks about the idea of thinking out of the box, requiring first having a box. And in the book, she talks about how every new artist is challenged to be original and go where no one else has gone before and all that good stuff. But in order to think outside the box, she tells us, you've got to understand what the box is like in the first place. What does that mean? So she takes this lesson in creative thinking and applies it in her own life by actually beginning every new project with, well, an actual box. So before she does any work on the dance floor, she's a choreographer, by the way, the author of this book, one of the greatest choreographers of American history, I believe, modern times at least. And she, before she does any project, opens up any project, and you can do this regardless of what kind of career you're in or what industry you work in, she opens up a new box, a fresh new cardboard box, and she starts filling it with anything and everything that feels like it might have a connection to the project in the future or could pose as inspiration for the project or any creative efforts that she's got for that specific project, right? You might have the project, you open up a box and you put the name of it on there, write the name of it on there or label it if you're into the nice and neat sort of thing. And then as you just walk by, you get ideas for it, you write it on a piece of paper, you toss it in there. You see a cool picture, a magazine clipping, clip it out and then put it in there. You see a random little object and you want to put it in there because it might pose as inspiration for your project, boom, toss it in there, right? And this then allows you to have a place to collect all of your ideas and thoughts on that specific project as you're working on it. Right? Because if it's a big project, like maybe you're writing a long article, writing a book, working on a presentation, doing a different work project, doing a personal project, whatever it is, it's likely you don't do it in one big sitting, right? It's probably a sequence of events and sittings that require you to bring that project to completion. So why not have a place to store it all, right? In fact, starting a box often begins way before the project is thought up and instead becomes a place to store the inspiration that Twyla collects throughout her life. This relieves the worry about forgetting important details later, and it helps her find inspiration for new project ideas when she needs it. So how do you apply this to your own life? Well, you don't need to use a literal box for storing your creative ideas, but having a real box, what it does is it creates a tangible way to sort your ideas, work through them, create something inspirational in the process, just as a writer can work faster when his ideas are well sorted, right, and outlined. But that doesn't mean you can't move them around. And it's easier to come up with creative ideas when you have the resources for inspiration right there in front of you. Now, no matter what your goal for creative thinking is, it's important to put it in writing or inside of a box or inside of a folder. It doesn't have to be a box. It could be a folder. It could be a filing cabinet. It could be a notebook. It could be anything. But the idea here is that your mind is for creating ideas. It's not for storing them. So the best way to get the best ideas is to actually have a place to put them. And then you'll notice them actually coming to you, and you'll write them down. You'll put them on an index card. You'll do different things. If you do the box thing like Twyla here, then you'll just have a big old box to put all your things in for that particular project. But it's important to have a place to put them because this solidifies it in your brain and makes it easier to look back at, keep track of, or enhance if your idea needs to be adjusted in the process. And if you'll do that, then you, my friend, will be living like you give a damn. If you want the book summary for this book, The Creative Habit, of course, you can pick that up over at getflashbooks.com.